We're up to in the Shavashim.
Ois Yud Beis, which is the third Iker of Tshuva.
We just started it on Monday. We'll see it again. Iker Shlishi Hayogim. So hopefully today the plan is hopefully as we're going to read through this Ois Yud Beis. Gets our, before we go too much into exactly what Yogin is, we'll just read through Ois Yud Beis. The Yogin itself here is two Oisis, or more, three, carries on all the way till Tetzvot. As we go further, we'll see more exactly what Yogin is and what it has in it. But we'll start today with just this part. So let's read it again. Hegar Shishi HaYogin. And as we said, we saw already the one part of the Shul is Charata. Now he's adding Yogin. So we said we'll have to see what Yogin adds to the Shulman more than the Charata. We're not going to get that today probably. That's going to be later on in Isaiah's Gimel. Okay. Let's see today what is Yogin. So we saw the first couple of lines. Yishtoinim Kriyesav. We actually should... In Chazal, the Kriyes of the... kidneys are seem to be the area of the body which bring about... Sort of stronger ideas more than anything. So you should use your creativity to think. Kama rabo rohas mishum et sistrei. To understand the depths of the ra of somebody who has rebelled against his creator. And once you do that, once you understand that, and you start thinking about that, that will bring you to yagdil yogin lulvavoy. That will bring you to have yogin. Yogin is some sort of anguish. Let's call it.
Despair,
anger, that type of sort of emotion. Bilvavoy. Again, we're going to see this is something we're not going to say too much. We'll see throughout this piece, he seems to refer to Yogin as something which comes from the lave. Okay, we'll see it goes again and again. That we'll see in Mitzvah later. Might be one of the chilukim between Yogin and the Farata. Okay, Yagdil Yogin Bilvavoy. It should increase this Yogin despair or the anguish in his heart. The sarum is chidl barayinov, and a storm will commence in his rayon, in his thoughts. In other words, this is a type of despair, type of emotion which takes over in his mind. You know, we can't think straight. But yonef b'mino slave, and I'll cause him to sigh with a bitter heart. Ki tochin. Why do you have to do this? Ki tochin shis chorit. We already said about reacting to charata. Right, you could very well do charata. V'yeira b'ino machatosay, right? Yeah, you've done charata, and charata means, okay, you understand, you see the fact that you did affect something as a bad thing. Yehra b'ena makatos v'yashachata. The loyishin hukim is there, but that's not necessarily enough. You haven't done, that's not enough. What do you mean that's not enough? I mean, again, that's something I have to see exactly what that means, it's not enough. I mean, it is enough for sugar. If you do, as you were saying.
You know, I'm kind of status with this, because I can, one time in my life, I, well, this Shabbos by mess.
So you think?
One major violation.
Yeah, sure, okay. Yeah.
Whatever. And I even didn't need charat because it's almost natural. That, but for a few days, I feel so depressed, so bad.
Yeah.
It's nothing. And this may be what they're talking about.
Right. So yeah, okay, we'll see exactly. Yeah, we'll have to see how we're going to
get it.
Of course, it's a good thing. But let's ask in a moment. We'll have to be aware.
It's maybe it is what you're talking about.
Right. The question is, why do you need, what does that mean when he says that just the charot itself is not enough? I mean, if you just do the charot and the zivus chet, you haven't done shuvah? That's what you mean? Okay, till now we seem to understand. Well, see later on that shuvah is just. As if it's chet and chot, is it seems to be maybe is already done shuvah. Okay, I can understand. Maybe Yogin adds onto that. Maybe it's a better, it's a minor. Okay, well that's it. Okay, we'll see. We'll get back to this. Just pointing it out now. This lashon here.
When he says levavor, the Gemara says lev means the mind. That's his shita. I know that not.
Right. So normally we translate lev as mind.
So it's an emotion or it's an intellectual thing.
Okay. So right. That's something we'll have to see exactly where it's going from. Right. We started off saying Yachshoyev, you should think.
Yeah.
You see, and we'll see again in the Hemshech, it seems to be saying that all the emotions, obviously, it's based on the fact you have to first understand, and that's if you understand that he said that this is something you shouldn't have done, and how to say, well, it is. That will cause you to be, to the moment, you're not going to be upset, you're not going to have this anguish or despair without realizing how bad it is. So it seems, we'll see this more in the Hemshech, it's the understanding brings to the emotion.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so he said, for some reason he's saying it's not enough just to chara. You can do charat and that's not enough. You have to also have this added dimension of yogurin. And he explains. Now here he explains what yogurin has more than charat. How does the yogurin express itself in a way that charat doesn't? He gam hefs the dinner or esa. Someone can lose a coin, a dinner or esa. Yeah, there's a shekel, 5 shekel. Koshev in yodam. Okay, so you don't know. If you lose 5 shekels, okay, so you lost 5 shekels, you feel upset, that's kosher. Ach, im ovat oshroi b'nina, if you lose all your whole wealth in some bad circumstances, so you're also knocking the chosov, and you've totally lost all his money, there's nothing left. So then, obviously, that's a totally different emotion. Nafshei olov te'ebal v'sichbal al-chosov. So your whole nefesh, you'll be in mourning. But tichba and your pain will weigh on you. Nafshei mogalo, your whole soul will feel bitter. In other words, I think he's saying it's not just in degrees. You can lose a little bit of money, okay, so you'll be a bit upset. And lose a lot, then you'll be very upset. It's a qualitative difference. It's a different sort of emotion. You can be upset. And there's a different sort of emotion at all, where your whole world has been turned upside down. That's a totally different, thing. There's many sorts of sorrows that can happen to a person. Which can cause your ke'ev, the pain, to be everlasting. And the yogoin, again, the yogoin in your heart will be every single day. There's two things there. First of all, it lasts. It's continuous in the sense that it's everlasting; it doesn't stop. And also, it's continuous that it's the whole time. Right? I mean, the whole time. Mr. Goffman uses, it's sort of a depression. Right? Not a clinical depression, but you know, you're feeling depressed. It's taking over your whole all your thoughts. That's with any normal style which can happen to a person. The yoisa mehema. Someone who has done an aveira, and again he has rebelled against Hashem, he should feel this yogurin even more than all of these examples. He is rebelled against Hashem. The hishchis the hisiv adila fonov, and he's acted in a despicable way in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that should make you feel terrible. Why? V'loy zochar yotzro Hashem b'ro'o yeshman. You didn't remember Hashem who created you. As was Lashon in the beginning, you've rebelled against you, the person who created you. Hashem created you from nothing, and then you went against him. The chesed also imoy, and Hashem did with you a chesed. So I'm not sure how this goes here. Could you read this all one clause? The loy zocha yotzo shebo yishmai in the chesed also imoy. Hashem did a chesed with you that He created you. Yeshmiayim. Yeah, now the fact Hashem created is again He did a chesed, even though Chazal tell us ne'echloel adam shaloi nivra mishenivra. So, at the end of the day, the reason why Hashem created this world is a chesed. Olam chesed yibane is just as we know, in order to be able to be mative. Yes,
so not saying the chesed after, so
right.
Created you
so
in on top of the
right. Thing. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't sure how to read it. Is it one thing, or is he saying two separate things? First of all, He created us, and second of all, He did a chesed. What chesed did He do? He doesn't know.
Every day.
Okay, yeah. Every day. Yeah. He doesn't say.
Yeah, but definitely, why you upset because it's chesed.
Right. Yes. That's something. When he talks about chesed, he's talking about the chesedim Hashem does in general, or
Hebrew?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. The thing, the reason he's saying is because Hashem did a chesed, it's more of a reason you should not have rebelled against him than Navira, and that would make you feel more terrible. Somebody who's done it, you have a person who's helped you in the past and a chesed with you, and then you go and stab him in the back. It's going to make you feel worse.
Exactly right.
Right. Right, the reason why I'm not sure is because Losh Chesed Osa Imo seems to be in Losh Nyoch in the singular. It doesn't seem to be referring to all the Chesed. That's why I'm not sure about that. Akaponim carries on. The Yodai Tanche B'chareis also Hashem guides us all the time. Zenu Tanashe B'chorega, and He guards our Nefesh Chorega. Right, He guides us called ace, called
no
ace. No, it means to guard, to guard, to, you know, it's like a shumina, right? To on a fresh, keeps it going, keeps it alive, so to speak. Chol rega. In other words, yodei tanche b'chol ace. The difference between chol ace and chol rega, chol ace doesn't necessarily mean every second, the whole time, right? Every time we need to do something.
You know, I'm not so sure that I totally understand. What my problem right now to hear? Come back to this motion which I tell you, okay?
I'll tell you, or let's just finish up, because we're right in the middle of the sentence,
okay?
Hold that thought just for a minute, and we'll finish up, and then we'll try and understand better, right? Okay, just now, this for the moment, just explaining these lashonos before we carry on. How about, like we say in Moedim?
So, this is from Eitan
Reyes? Right, now, yeah. Like we say in Moedim, in Shemayin Estra, and if we say, Shabachol Eis, Erev Avlik Vetzmeroyim. Right, morning, afternoon, evening, Eis. Yeah, you sure? Okay, alright. Okay, but the point of the point is, still true. Yeah, chol eis doesn't necessarily mean every second of the day, it means the whole time. Yeah, in other words, we're talking about yodei tanchei, Hashem guides us.
Majority of time, you want this sort.
Right, Hashem guides us. I mean, every time we have to do something, any path we take, Hashem guides us. Right, that's something the whole time. Right, that's something which is kol rega v'rega. Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking after on it. Yes. Right. Yeah. So that's something which is continuous, literally continuous. We need the whole time. So all of these things that Kadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, and yet we went. We have and betrayed him, and we should have thought, in other words, if we would have should have understood, how can I go and do this thing which Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do after he's done so many favors for us, that will make you feel very bad. How can I go now and anger Kadosh Baruch Hu? How can the eyes of this person, the head came sealed, covered over, that he couldn't see, right? His eyes didn't see. Mihaske levavoy, so that his lev should understand. In other words, normally the eyes see, and that brings to the lev. Now we see Mechazal very often, right? That we have the two parts of the guf which bring a person to act, are the lev and the ayin. So here, this person's eyes were covered over, and he didn't see. And his lev also didn't understand, which they should have. How could you do that? The maskil, someone who is a maskil will understand. The shenifkhu enov, he is on the contrary. If you would open your eyes now, ask him there, and you would see and you would understand, then once you see and understand, yuchaku hadvorim edibul vavoy. Again, this idea of yoga and of remorse of hatolos will become engraved on his heart. And that will bring to the avoyu chadri ruchai, and that will come into the chambers of the ruach, whatever that means. Right. In other words, okay. So he's saying here, you're going more than charata. It's not just an understanding. Let's use this word. I don't know if it's exactly accurate. Let's use the charata might be more of a understanding and an intellectual understanding. You understand? Okay, it wasn't a good thing to do. Okay, it's obviously more than that. It is also a sort of emotion, but it's not a such a deep emotion as yogoin. But yogoin is all a deep-rooted, all-encompassing emotion which, how could he have done this terrible, you know, beside yourself, how could he have done this? Yes, sorry, what did you want to say?
I would like to say that when you go through this deep type of depression, not depression, we know
right.
What
yeah, yeah.
The last thing I thought, Hashem did for me is and then, never. The situation is, it's like casting Hadil Oleinu, you slept with another woman.
Yeah.
You feel terrible. Why you feel terrible? You said, my wife cook me, my wife do. No, because there's an environment of loyalty. You sometimes engage with somebody in environment on loyalty. It's your friend,
yeah,
it's your chavrusa. You can't do my couple did this yesterday, he can't minister. No.
That's a good point.
And
yeah.
When you break this loyalty, it's terrible. It's an understanding is called a baroque. you natural, you not.
Right. So it could be that you're right. It doesn't necessarily mean that each time you do that very, you're going to start doing a whole list of pros and cons. But exactly like you're saying, with this feeling of loyalty, I mean, it's ingrained in you. It's in your subconscious. You know that this is the person you have to feel loyal to. So where did that come from? I'm saying
it's loyalty in you.
But that loyalty, because that's so subconscious and great, because of all of these things that
have happened,
right? That should have created a situation where you even subconsciously automatically feel, oh, how can I go against this person? If I was to ask you, explain to me exactly what is it.
No.
So then I'd sit down and I'd explain to you, right? It doesn't mean at the point you have to do a whole list of things. All these things together, if you would really feel them. Yeah, if it would really be true and feel in your life, that would automatically bring you to a situation where you wouldn't want to show your belly again or show this ingratitude to this person. That you are, I'm saying you're right. See, it doesn't necessarily mean at the time.
This is point by point. When you go, so, then I go point by point, probably I would not be depressed. Because at this point, but I did. It's like
a change
mark.
I have also
did this, but I did for himself.
So now, we right. It's not just the weighing another person. But these all ideas. If you would really live with all of this, if you really know and feel that that's what Krishna has done for you, then automatically, then you're saying that will automatically bring you to a situation where you'll feel that this is not something I can do. I can't stand
it. You feel the same thing is a metaphor. When you feel friend. In real understanding of friends, all of a sudden, one day, you have a conversation. After this conversation, friend said, right now I understand who you are. I don't like to deal with you anymore. 30 years, you were friends. Right now, he discovered who you are. It is your brain loyalty. It's disgusting. And then, everybody feels terrible. Why? Well, because something was broken very intimate.
I'm saying I'm not necessarily that winning is not okay. So what we're seeing today, without having really gone in, we'll have to carry on and we'll see more exactly what happened.
There's another thing, guys, like there's three equations right now.
Okay, because it's almost 10, we'll just finish the sentence. So what we've seen is that there's yoga, which is already more than a chrota. We pointed out that winning says sometimes so tshuva, it's not enough just to do chrota, you need a second. We'll have to see further in the next piece what he explains for what that means exactly. What does yoga add on a charata? Well, charata that we'll have to see the next piece. Next
question. Yes. He said following in his book and several times personally when I was that real teshuva, it is not when you regret what you did. And when what you did became disgusting for you.
Yeah.
It's not, I did wrong. I crossed yesterday street. I did bad thing. I should not cross them on a red light, but it's not disgusting.
Nice.
When whatever did became disgusting, then you can have indication for you that you make mistakes.
Okay, that's an indication.
Yes, indeed. Is it this feeling related to this? Right now, it is not sort of...
We'll have to see next week exactly what yoga does, what yoga adds to the truth. Yeah,
let's go. Jump on top of this.
Mm-hmm.